Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four, hang out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Thursday. That means Wayne Allen Root coming up an hour from now. War Now joining us just after 10 o'clock. A lot of us are looking for answers. What is it that happened a week ago Tuesday? What is it that happened not just nationwide, but statewide? It was a wipeout. It was annihilation. It was a big blue wave. Some say it may have been a green wave, the amount of money that came into the state. A guy that has run for office. In fact, he ran for governor. He is the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery. He's a member of the Real Chamber of Commerce. He is Jared Fisher, and he is in studio. Good morning, Jared. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks. It's good to be back.
I want to ask you your thoughts on what happened. Some people say this was a blue wave. Others say it was a green wave. There was a tremendous amount of money that was spent by Democrats in this state. A lot of it from out of state. A lot of it from the People's Republic of California. And a lot of people are asking what happened. Do you have any feel a week out what happened?
Well, let's first back up just a second. This was my first time running, and I know I took a big step running for governor, but I like to go for big things, and that's who I am. But I took a different approach. As you know, I'm an outdoors guy, so I rode my bike around the state, and I rode to all the different counties. The only town I missed was, I believe, the one up by Idaho. Is it Jackpot, maybe?
Wow.
I missed that town. But other than that, I hit just about every town. I talked with different Republican parties. After that, I rode through the middle of the state. After that, I got in a car, and I drove around the state about a dozen times. Had to invite myself to all the women's Republican parties.
You just barge in? You just invited yourself?
Well, I called ahead of time.
That's always good.
They weren't calling me. And I felt a little left out, you know, as a lifelong Republican. But that's okay. So I invited myself. And I got to see from maybe a different perspective of what it's like and so forth. And I am a business owner. I'm the CEO of a company called Escape Adventures, which owns Las Vegas Cyclery. We own three different shops. But I saw this from a leadership, a lack of leadership. I think from where I'm coming from, I didn't see support of the Republican Party on the new candidates that had fresh ideas. And they may not always be the ideas that the old Republican Party has embraced. But at the same time, they still carry those core values. There's two principles on the table that I never compromise. That's our freedom and our strength as a nation. And, you know, I carry those in, but I may have different points of view from where I'm coming from. And I didn't see the leadership in this state embrace that. And
but isn't it easier for them to go with the tried and true?
It is easier.
It doesn't require a paradigm shift at all.
Absolutely.
It's just business as usual.
Absolutely. And that is the safe way to go. But that's not how you how you overcome your long-term objectives. In business, that's not what we do. We need to put all of our options on the table and then analyze them. And then at the end of the day, try them out and pick the best one. And, you know, I got to meet Adam quite a few times, Laxalt, during this. And, you know, I felt like he was shoved down the throat of the Republican party, and or the party shoved him down the throat of the voters. And Adam, I thought, was a nice guy. He was cordial. But at the end of the day, I mean, I wouldn't hire him to be the CEO of my company. And I think that a lot of people in this state realize that, and they saw that. Adam wouldn't debate me at the statewide debate, and so that was a disservice to our voters. I didn't have that opportunity for the people of this great state to learn or see what I was like when questions came to me spur of the moment. And Adam Laxalt has a tough time with that, and that's a thing that you need to know if you're going to be the CEO of a state. So I think that he was shoved down the throat of our voters, and they caught that. The Democrats knew that was coming, and they were excited about that.
Any regrets at running? Because it cost you money. It cost you an awful lot of time away from your business. Any regrets at all?
No, absolutely not. It was one of the greatest experiences, and my political career is not over. It's just getting started. And I think I am probably on that new wave of Republicans who has fresh ideas, who sees things from both points of view. I see things from the Democratic point of view, or Democratic Party, and I see things from the Republican point of view, where I grew up in the Republican Party. So I think that we need to start embracing. I'm not the only candidate like that. There's other candidates, and they all lost. I watched every single one of them lose. But if we can start as leadership, the Republican Party can get out there, and if we can get a new CEO in the Republican Party, basically is what we need to do, who understands that, we will start to see our Republican core values represented again in this state. It's kind of gone for this next 4 years, although I have a few ideas of how we can maintain some of that. But I think that until we embrace new leadership, young leadership, we are going to fail in the Republican Party. Let me give you one last quick example of this. Heather and I, my wife, we were sitting at a Republican meeting. I don't even remember where it was. I think it was somewhere. It was up north on the I-80 corridor. It was one of the we did so many up there. We were sitting there, and Heather leaned over to me, and she said, "You know, Jared, I think that most of these people in this room are going to be dead in less than 10 years. And it was an eye-opener for me. And I said, "You know what, Heather, you are totally right. And what happens to our party? If we keep embracing the old mentality and we don't embrace the new mentality while still carrying those core principles, but looking at things differently, we're going to lose. In the long run, we're going to lose." And you know, the Democratic Party has figured that out. And they're taking advantage of the Republican Party, and they're being smart business people. And we need someone at our ropes who's a smart CEO.
Again, Jared Fisher joining us. Excuse me, Jared Fisher, former candidate for governor, maybe a future candidate for governor, joining us in studio. And I want to ask you, if you did it over again, if you had it to do over again, what would you do differently? You literally rode a bike to every county in this state. But you didn't have lots of money. You're competing against guys that had lots of money and big PACs that were funneling even more money into the campaign. Yet we still lost. But if you had it to do over again in the primary, would you have done anything different?
Yeah, I mean, I really think that, you know, I need to probably sit in a lower office, which I don't like to do because I'm a CEO. It's frustrating for me, but you know, you've got to gain the trust and respect of the voters, and a lot that was the biggest hurdle I had, and I knew that getting into it. But I have high hopes. I set my goals high, and I generally achieve them. This one, I did fail this time, and I saw my mistakes, And yeah, those are some of the things I need to consider. I mean, I put my application in for Assembly 36, just like probably a lot of other people, since, you know, that whole ordeal. But, you know, we'll see what happens with that. But I think, you know, if I was appointed to Assembly 6, you would get that fresh leadership in Carson City. And while it's not my, you know, my ultimate goal to be sitting in Assembly 36, I would gladly do that to help out the party. And so that's a sacrifice I would love to make.
Have you heard anything back from them?
I've just heard a lot of quarrel and whining and complaining from different sides. Other than that, I've been hearing that the whole time I've been running for governor, so it does nothing new. But
I want to ask you, because I've been told this countless times by people, good, honest, God-fearing people run for election, win election, go to Carson City, and whether it's the water there or whatever, they end up corrupted in some way. That they you know, all those good intentions seem to go down the tubes. What is it that happens to people that go to Carson City?
I just don't think they're strong-willed enough, and they're truly leaders that we need. And everything comes back to leadership and having a good person at the reins of a company or your Congress or your assembly or whatnot. You've got to have good, strong-willed people who stick to their principles. Like I say, I've got my two principles I put on the table, and then everything else revolves around those. And I can get along with Democrats, and I get along with Republicans, no problem. But at the end of the day, if you start flip-flopping, you know, I really like Dean Heller. I think he's a great guy. But at the end of the day, I talked with him one time. I talked with him in Hawthorne at a Republican dinner. And I just love the guy. I think he's a great guy. But at the end of the day, I was worried that he changes his mind at points where
the senator's spineless.
Call him what you want.
No. I'm just saying. But the ads, Senator Spineless, was not, you know, to a lot of people, was not far off the mark.
Well, he changes. He changes his mind a lot, and I think that you've got to stick to your core values, and you lay those out front. And if you can get elected on those, you stick to those. That's what you have to do. But if you get elected on those and you change from those, that's a different story. And I think that's what happened with Dean. So that was my perception.
And the one thing about Dean, and by the way, I personally like Dean, although he's not fond of me, or he wasn't fond of me for a while when I supported Danny Tarkanian for the U.S. Senate bid. And we fell out of favor, I guess. But he never made it to my show during the general election. So, you know, we're conservative talk radio. I would have expected him to be there, but that's fine. But I think it comes down to you're not giving the voters much credit when you think, oh, even though I was a never Trumper, even though I was against repeal and replacement of Obamacare, even though I stood with a rhino governor like Governor Sandoval for the expansion of Medicaid roles in the state, which is going to bankrupt us eventually. Even after all of that, I think they'll forget, and I'll be able to run. I'll be able to win re-election. Well, and the fact is, voters don't forget that stuff.
Elephants don't forget.
Yeah.
Just keep that in mind. So, you know, you've got to stick to those principles. So, and I know that I do come from a different background Republican, I think, than a lot of cores. You know, I'm an energy guy. I'm a renewable energy guy. And I know that touches, some of the soft points and some of the Republican voters. And I get that. But I like to argue that, because when we talk about renewable energy, I'm an advocate because I've done it and I'm making money at it. And it's smart business for me. And I want to share that what I've learned with other people. And here's the thing. When you can find an issue that you can agree on with the other party, then I'm up for talking about it. And that's one issue you can agree on with the other party. So, you know, this is one of the areas I'm coming from. Anyway, I don't know if you had.
Well, I just wanted to ask you, though, how do conservatives go about rebuilding the party? Do we do it from inside? Do we win election of the Central Committee and all of that stuff? Or is there another way of doing it? Or is it by running conservative candidates that are well-financed and have ideas?
Well, I don't think we should repeat what just happened, which is picking a candidate or candidates that are not in tune with the public, who are not in tune with the voters, who understand them. They may not win. They may not have the popularity. Like, I didn't have the popularity that Adam had, and that's a lot of the reason I lost, was because people knew who the attorney general was. But we need to start at the top. And we got to start at the top. We got to find someone who can guide the Republican Party. And, you know, one of the things I heard time and time again, and we were complimented this, Heather and I and my campaign manager, was that we ran the best social media campaign. They said they could not get our faces out of their Facebook page. And you know what? We didn't win the election. That's okay. But at the same time, we did things different. And we were in front of people. And while I wasn't the attorney general and I wasn't running off my grandfather's name, which was a great asset to have when you're running for governor, while I didn't have that, at the same time, we were able to penetrate in a way that people can associate with the voters can associate with. We just needed more time, more years under our belt to get more of that name recognition and that trust in the Fisher brand. But we need to start looking at things like that. Start looking at things in different angles, get new leadership in there, fresh ideas, and finding things that people – here's one thing, other thing I found out about the state. People want to agree – believe it or not, people want to agree with the other party, but they just can't because they have their, they say this, 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 and this. I'm only believing in those. But at the end of the day, people want to agree. I found that if you can find something that the other party can agree on, it's, you can't keep the mentality of my way or the highway. It never works. You can't do that in a relationship with your wife. If it's my way or the highway, it'll end up in a divorce, you know, or you're living outside in the doghouse. So it can't be that way with the Republican leadership. We can't just continue my way or the highway. Do we want to look at our older leaders who are, want to come back from the archives and run again? Like you and I were talking about this before the show. Do we want to see, you know, Sandoval come back? Or do we want to see, you know, see Heller turn around in 8 years and come back? Or do we want to see... whoever it may be, Roberson, if we want to, you know, maybe he's...
Or
maybe
do we want new blood?
Or do we want new blood? And my answer is, yes, we need new blood. We get new blood, we start to embrace ideas that... And we start to look at things differently, like energy, where we can find a compromising, an even ground, then we need to do that.
Can you stick around for another segment?
Yeah, I can stick around.
Okay. Jared Fisher, former... candidate for governor, maybe a future candidate for governor. I don't know. We'll find out. He might be a future candidate. We know he's a future candidate for District 36, the Dennis Hoff seat. We don't know what will happen there. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up live and local now.
My name is Patrick Casal, and I'm as frustrated as you with these election results. As a business owner here in Las Vegas for the past 28 years, I've seen the Republican governor raise our taxes, give driver's license to illegal aliens, support Obamacare and the Medicaid expansion. Is it any wonder why we lost every single congressional race in Clark County? Is it any wonder why the Clark County Republican Central Committee raised $0? Please check out my website at chairmanpat.com and join our team as we begin this journey to take back Nevada. I'm Patrick Casal.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and this is your Nevada Policy Update. Last month, we won a major multi-year lawsuit against the Nevada Public Employee Retirement System after they refused to release basic information about how they spend your tax dollars. It was an important win, and it was a precedent-setting, but it's really just the beginning if we want government in Nevada to be transparent. PERS is going to be at it again, intentionally concealing public information in absolutely no time. That's because, like an increasing number of other government agencies, the individuals running it know that they don't face any penalty when they violate Nevada's open records law. Yeah, the agency pays some attorney fees, but they do so with your tax dollars. When you or I violate the law, we face penalties. Government officials shouldn't be any different. This is why lawmakers in 2019 need to add teeth to Nevada's open records law and actual penalties for agencies and government officials who knowingly violate that law. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more. That's NevadaPolicy.org. I'm Michael Schaus with the Nevada Policy Research Institute.
Hot air ballooning. Over the decades, many of you have enjoyed the freedom of flight, floating high above the Las Vegas Valley, overlooking the beauty and diversity of our great city. But one segment of our society has been denied that opportunity. Wounded warriors, seniors, children with disabilities, in fact, anyone who's mobility challenged or might have trouble coming aboard. But all that has changed. Hey, Kevin Wall here, chairman of the board of Chariot of Fire Ballooning, a new 501c3 nonprofit. Our mission is to provide free or subsidized flights for those who can't afford it on one of a handful of hot air balloons in the world that are wheelchair accessible. Unlike other hot air balloons where you have to climb up and over into the basket, Chariot of Fire features a basket with a ramp so that everyone can come aboard with ease and with dignity. But I need your help. If you'd like to help wounded warriors and others in our community who are mobility challenged to live out their dream of flight, check out chariotoffireballooning.org. Your donation is tax deductible. That's chariotoffireballooning.org. And thank you in advance for your generosity.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's live and local now. Coming up, Jared Fisher, former candidate for governor, maybe a future candidate for governor. We'll find out what is ahead for him. He has put in for District 36, the Dennis Hoff seat. And whether he will win that or not, we don't know. He might be going to Carson City, and we just don't know it yet. All that and more. And we'll also talk about his new membership at the Real Chamber of Commerce. We'll do that and more coming up live and local now. Some folks are born, silver spoon in hand. Law don't they help themselves, y'all. But when the tax man comes to the door, law the house looking like a rummage sale. It ain't me. It ain't me.
790 Las Vegas. And 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
We are your statewide radio show of record every day, 9 till noon. It's live and local now. We're on in great communities like Carson City. We're on in Hawthorne, in Pahrump. We're on in Battle Mountain and Amargosa Valley and so many other communities all across the state of Nevada. And we are on in the Coachella Valley. That's right. Whether it's Palm Springs, Rancho Mirage, Indian Wells, some great communities across SoCal. We are there with you each and every day as well. Joining us, Jared Fisher. He is the owner of Escape Adventures and Las Vegas Cyclery. He is a former candidate for governor, and he is a new member of the Real Chamber of Commerce. And with another session of the Nevada legislature ready to gavel in February, and with a new increasing majority for the Democrats, a lot of businesses who watched in the last session, it was such an anti-business session. You're now a member of the Real Chamber. Why did you join, and what is it you're looking to do in Carson City?
Well, along the campaign trail, I got to know Brent and Amy, who are the owners of Real Water, and they told me about Real Chamber, and I thought, you know, this represents, for the most part, my values that I would like to see for our state, and now we have a voice. So I joined Real Chamber, and I'm a new member, so I don't know a ton about of what they've done, but they're new too, for the most part, and they're getting things rolling. But I felt that was a good decision.
And you know they'll be there in Carson City fighting for small businesses like yours and
yes.
Small businesses like mine.
Yeah. So I mean, you know, how people act and how they portray themselves is a good indicator. I watch Brent and Amy travel the state and do a really good job at trying to present our core values as Republicans. And, you know, while Brent and Amy didn't win their races either, they did a great job doing what they do. And so I thought, you know, if they're that committed to their campaigns, then they're going to be that committed to this Real Chamber. So
I want to ask you about what needs to happen in Carson City. We have increasing majorities for the Democrats. In fact, we came within one vote in the state Senate, Keith Pickard. Of losing and giving Democrats a supermajority in both houses, which means they could pass anything they want. Any tax increase, doesn't matter, they'd be able to do it. How should conservatives fight back, or can we fight back during this next session coming up in February in Carson City? What should our agenda be in Carson City come February?
Well, I think we need to, again, talk about our principles and make sure that we're protecting those principles. So our eight conservative Republicans up in Carson City, they basically need to team together and work together as a team. And an analogy that I'll give, my campaign manager and I were talking about this morning. I was out running and she called me and she said, you know, I thought of a really good analogy. Lisa Mayo, she's awesome.
She's great.
I love Lisa. She said, you know, I thought of this great analogy. So I'll just share it with you real quick. You know, I come from a cyclist background. I've ridden bikes my whole life. And when I go out by myself, like when I rode around the state, you know, I had to work hard every day to get to whatever point I was getting to. And generally, it was about 100, 125 miles a day. Now, when the first 5 days of that trip, I had a helper with me, and there was another rider, and we worked together as a team, me and my friend Mark. We were able to cover almost 160 miles our first day, and in the same amount of time. And why is it? Because we worked together, and we drafted off each other. We decided that when we were get tired, the more tired of us would get behind the guy in front, and he would break the wind and create a 30% less wind resistance for the guy behind. And so it is with how we work in Carson City. We've got eight up there that can stick together, work together as a team. When one gets tired, the other seven can pick the other one up and say, hey, look, remember our core values. Remember why we're here. Let's work together and stick together on our votes. And, you know, make sure that we don't have business. So we protect these businesses or we're more business friendly. So we can hold ourselves against any new tax increases, which in my opinion, you know, and I know you probably share the same thing is they don't help small business at all. There's other ways to do those things, but if they can carry that core value together and work as a team, and I call it a Peloton,
because, you know, Lance Armstrong never would have won 7 Tour de France's, and we're not talking about the drugs and whatnot, but I'm just
without
talking
his teammates.
Without his teammates. It never would have happened, and it will not happen in Carson City either. So the 8 up there need to remember that as they go into this next session.
In 2 years, a lot of these assembly and state senate people will be running for re-election. I want to ask you about your future. I think you still have a taste for running for governor, but you mentioned that in the short term that you might run for another office. And obviously, you've thrown your hat in the ring for 36. And by the way, for those of you that are asking, well, do you actually live in 36? Because that's out in Nye County. And the fact is, you do.
I do. I live in the town of Blue Diamond, which ironically falls into 36.
Okay. What is it you want to do? So we've got 4 years until the governorship is up. What do you want to do between now and then?
Well, I think, first off, I think Steve Sisolak is probably looking at 2 terms. So whether or not I would want to fight that in 4 years, I'm not sure quite yet. In the meantime, I do want to stay active in politics. And like we were talking about earlier, I think that the one thing is that I noticed is a lot of what we're lacking is leadership in this Republican Party and fresh new ideas and somebody who can work. And I know this is not everyone likes to hear this, but work together with the other side, still maintaining those core principles that we have as Republicans, but work with the other side and find ways that you can cross that bridge together, get those things done. There are ways to do it, and it's sometimes an uncomfortable conversation to have with far right, very, very far right conservative Republicans, but we're going to keep losing elections. It's all there is to it. In fact, when I was traveling the state, this actually was basically a 2-year process for me running for governor. It took 2 years of my life, and I couldn't help but pick who was going to win and lose in this election. And I thought actually all 6 executive seats would be lost, and I was close. Barbara won hers.
I equate it to the tornado that rolls through town and on each side of the street decimated homes for as far as the eye can see, except one, pristine, untouched by the storm. And you say, how does everything on every side of this home get destroyed and this one's untouched?
Well, again, the candidates we pick are the people we choose to be our leaders. They have to be likable. They have to be people who are in touch with our voters. They're in touch with society. I just didn't think that everybody who was there, everybody who didn't get elected was the right people, and clearly they weren't. So we need to start embracing new ideas and going that route, because otherwise we're just going to keep losing. So.
I want to ask you, you are the founder, you are the owner of Escape Adventures, Las Vegas Cyclery. How's business? We have an economic upturn. All of the indicators are that business is great. What about for you?
It's fantastic. And I've always had a philosophy of hiring really good people. And when they don't serve well in the job I hired them for, I find out where they work best, and then I reposition them within the business. And we've done really well. And the other thing is, I'm a firm believer of having a car in every lane. You've got to cross over and figure out how to stay in business when times are bad. And so that's something that we did. We did fantastic during the recession. But that's because I had a car in every lane. I knew that I needed to have business ventured out just outside of Nevada. I needed to have other things, different types of things in the adventure travel business. Had different bike shops where we sold different things, or we rented bikes, or we did all kinds of different things. Where I found out we needed to offer rafting as part of our trips instead of just cycling. So I figured those out a long time ago that we needed to do that. So, and that's kind of what I wanted to carry to Carson City, is I wanted to take kind of that philosophy and branch out and look at all those different avenues, making sure that we are spending our money wisely, before we ask for more money for tax from our voters or from the great people of the state of Nevada, we should not be asking for more tax revenues. What we should do is what I proposed, which was my SWEAP program, which is a statewide executive efficiency program, was to go in, analyze all of our state agencies, find out where the waste is, and get rid of it. And I can tell you right now, there were so many places that I saw waste. I see waste today. You know, I'm a contractor over at the RTC right now, and I could have asked for more for my contract over there, but I didn't do it because it's not the right thing to do. But figuring out where we're wasting money and stopping that first, we're going to have plenty of money to run our state.
If you run for office again, be it assembly, state senate, governor, another constitutional office, can you do it on a shoestring? Or do you need to raise more money? Do you need to be raising not tens of thousands or even, and I'm not even sure what you...
We have about half a million.
About half a million?
Yeah.
That you have to raise in the millions. Are you willing to do that, or do you think you can win races without a lot of money? Because your social media presence is it's unchallenged. I mean, you guys were like the best of that election cycle.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Well, but at the end of the day, we lost. So it's going to take more than that. And yeah, you know, we are going to need more money. And until there is campaign finance reform, let's face it, we're going to need millions of dollars to win elections. And it's unfortunate. But, you know, I think if I can get more of the Republican Party behind my platform, what I want to bring, I think that that'll probably snowball and we'll start to get those funds that we need in order to, you know, do the big things. I mean, you know, I was out putting street signs up with my son.
You know, but there was no entourage.
No, but I liked it. It was actually a lot of fun. Going out at 2 a.m. and driving metal in the ground. There's something to say about.
Oh
just,
my God!
I know. It sounds really weird from a candidate for governor, but
middle of the night.
I didn't do all of them. My son put out over 250 signs out in the roadways. All you know. Plus, we had a northern campaign manager. But I just wanted to see what it was like to do those jobs. And so, anyways, I went out and did some.
You're
of that.
You're kind of like the undercover boss.
Yeah, I'm not micromanaging, but I do like to get my hands dirty, and I like to see from the perspective of other people. So that's why I did some of that. So.
We will see where life takes you, and I have a feeling you're not done. Aspiring to public service, you've done a great job in private business, private industry, but I have a feeling you're not done in the public square, so to speak. So we'll find out.
Okay.
You keep us posted,
mm-hmm.
And I know we'll talk again. Thanks so much, man. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate being back on. Thank you.
Jared Fisher joining us, former candidate for governor, joining us live and local now.
For families across the nation, it's decision time. It's the time to find which health plan will fit your needs. My name is Pat Casale, and I work with the MultiCare Group, and we can help you navigate through all the confusion surrounding you or your family's healthcare options. We can help you find healthcare plans that fit your budget, whether on the exchange or off the exchange. We will help you get tax subsidies where you qualify, and if you don't qualify for subsidies, we're going to help you find the best plan to fit your budget. For instance, in Clark County, Sierra Health and Life offers the most competitive health plans. Let me provide you with an in-depth analysis on which plans make the most sense for you. Compare the plans side by side. The MultiCare Group is licensed to offer you coverage throughout the state of Nevada and in California and other states if necessary. We will find the best plan with guarantees that fit your best budget. For more information, call me, Pat Casale, at the MultiCare Group on my cell, 702-286-1014. That's 702-286-1014, or try the office, 702-396-9449. Give us a call today and see where your options lie. I look forward to helping you real soon.
It keeps getting better and better at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. The fun begins every afternoon, 4 till 6:30, with the best happy hour in the Vegas Valley. Mondays are extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Enjoy happy hour all night long. And on Mondays, you get 50% off every bottle of wine under $100. Every day, Rhythm Kitchen features New Orleans-style seafood specialties, crawfish etouffee, beignets, jambalaya. Like I said, it just keeps getting better and better. Rhythm Kitchen also features a banquet facility. So book your corporate events, birthday, anniversary, holiday parties, or any other celebration. Call Chris at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Great food, incredible five-star service. I just love it. Open every day at 4, serving prime steaks and seafood. Rhythm Kitchen, located on South Decatur, just off the 215.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply cost. The list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners. Get involved and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.
I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, a social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Okay, let's catch you up to date on some of the stuff that's been going on. The death toll keeps rising in the California wildfires, and our thoughts and prayers go out to these people. They're just homeowners, and they're looking at their American dream going up in smoke. And they can't ever, ever be made fully whole. Insurance can come in and rebuild your house, but they'll never rebuild your old house. They just won't. And there's so many memories that are lost. And as you see these reporters sifting through the rubble, charred. In fact, I saw this morning on CNN, or maybe it was Fox News, what was an incinerated hot water heater. And then next to that was what looked like a table, but probably wasn't. And what was next to that was an automobile that was charred and incinerated. It's incredible. The other major piece of news, Jeff Flake, the guy that we are branding Mr. Irrelevant. You know how in the NFL, the last pick in the draft wins what is called Mr. Irrelevant. And occasionally they make an NFL roster. Most times they don't. They get cut, sometimes even before training camp. But they get a nice trip to Vegas and they get a little bit of notoriety. But it's called Mr. Irrelevant. Mr. Irrelevant in the United States Senate is Jeff Flake, because he is saying he will not vote to advance judges until he gets a vote to protect the Mueller investigation, which I think is ridiculous. Let's go to cut one go to cut one real quick. This is Jeff Flake yesterday at a news conference on Capitol Hill.
I have committed not to advance any more nominees through the Judiciary Committee. We've had hearings for 21. They're awaiting action, some of them tomorrow, and they will not receive my vote. And with the margins we have in the Judiciary Committee, it means that they will not move forward. Also, I will not vote for any who come to the floor. There are 32, I believe, awaiting action on the floor. Now, theoretically, if the Vice President comes and breaks a tie, if all Republicans are for and Democrats against, they would still pass. So that's not where my leverage is, but I'll use what I have.
So needless to say, let's just say that's his stance. Now, Jeffrey Toobin is the senior legal analyst for CNN, and I don't always agree with him. I think he's a pretty smart guy, but he pretty well put Jeff Flake in his place. And let's just say that he is skeptical of Jeff Flake and the threat about judges. This was Jeffrey Toobin last night.
You know, is there anything more empty in American politics than a threat from Jeff Flake, who has made his entire career by folding every time Mitch McConnell breathes hard? I mean, Mitch McConnell is going to squash Jeff Flake like a bug, as he always does. And the idea that Jeff Flake is going to hold up anything to protect Robert Mueller is, in my opinion, absurd. Mitch McConnell has said, we don't need a law to protect protect Robert Mueller, and that means there's not going to be a law to protect Robert Mueller. I mean, Mitch McConnell is in charge. Jeff Flake is wandering off into the darkness his last few days as a senator. I mean, this is not a fair fight. Mitch McConnell and a 98-pound weakling named Jeff Flake is just not, you know, that is not going to happen. And that means that the administration is going to have a free hand to do with Mueller what they will, and we'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens. Let's go to Pat Casale from the MultiCare Group, who is joining us on line one on our City National Bank guest hotline. We only got about 90 seconds. What's going on, man?
First of all, I just want to say, isn't it amazing some of these politicians have the perfect name, like Jeff Flake? We have a guy from Illinois named Dick Durbin. We have Chuckie Schumer, who's around Halloween. You just look at him and you just start to cringe.
Oh, God.
I mean, all they do is cry and moan, and it's a joke. But that's not why I called. I want to just go. I totally agree with you. I think these are all clowns. But more importantly, for the listeners, if you're out there and you have a business and you want to market yourself, this station's working. I'm getting 2 to 3 calls every day. It's amazing. And there was one caller. I lost your number, and I apologize. Her name is Tommy Sue. If you're hearing me, please give me a call back. I'm so sorry. But Kevin, anybody who wants to market their business needs to use your show and your station, because it's statewide. I'm getting a lot of action from it, and it's awesome. I want to thank you.
You are the man, Pat Casale. He's running, by the way, for a county chairmanship, the Clark County Republican Party chair. That election, by the way, is next. Well, it's on the 20th. I believe it's next Tuesday. Yeah, hard to believe. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Thursday. Wayne Allen Root is next, live and local now. Here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar, on East Flamingo at Pecos.